on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, John at 0.
Two Kent men who tried to smuggle 18 Albanians into the UK have been jailed. The pair were caught after their boats broke down and started sinking off Dymchurch in May. 35-year-old Mark Stribling from Hilltop Farm in Farningham and Robert Stillwell, who's 33 and from Stanley Close in Greenhithe, have been sentenced to a total of 9 years behind bars.
KMFM News.
Roads bosses have told KMFM they're hoping to avoid a repeat of the major delays we saw heading to the Port of Dover a week ago. Some travellers were forced to wait around 15 hours to get on ferries as French authorities increased security checks following recent terror attacks. It's set to be another busy getaway weekend. Matthew Balfour is in charge of transport at the County Council.
We're ready for this weekend because there's an enormous stash of water sitting at Dover and everybody's ready to go. But it is that problem of making sure that logistically all our plans can operate properly.
The government's being warned thousands of jobs are being put at risk by its decision to postpone final approval of a new nuclear power station at Hinkley Point. Last night, French energy giant EDF voted to fund the £18 billion project, expecting the deal to be completed today.
KMFM News.
There could be a review of alcohol sales at airports following a string of incidents involving drunken passengers. The new aviation minister says he wants to look at the issue and believes people need to be responsible when flying. Phil Ward from the airline Jet2 welcomes the proposal.
Recently, it's become more apparent because every airline in the UK is affected, every airport in the UK has been affected. We all want to try and do this for the good of our customers, but also our air colleagues, our cabin crew and our ground staff as well.
The Department for Transport says it has no plans for a crackdown. An elderly driver's had his licence taken away after failing an eye test by the side of the M2. The man, who's in his 80s, was stopped after being spotted driving erratically on the motorway near Gillingham. He was unable to read a number plate 20 metres away. His licence was revoked by the DVLA the following day.
KMFM News.
A Sheppey man is being praised for saving the life of a 5-year-old boy who'd stopped breathing after having a suspected fit at his home. Daniel Satchel Hicks had collapsed in the bathroom and started turning grey. Malcolm Dalton, who lost his own son 11 years ago, rushed to his neighbour's home to help and did CPR.
I was keeping my hand on his chest because I was mortified that he was going to stop breathing and his heart was going to stop. So basically we kept him there for, you know, what seemed like an eternity until the ambulance turned up. But he was breathing. He had a really good heartbeat.
Daniel's now having tests for epilepsy and is back home after spending time in hospital. A dog has died after falling off cliffs at Dover. The pet, which was off the lead at the time, fell after it tried to catch a stick its owner was holding while she was looking at the view at Langton Bay. The RNLI are now warning to be careful when walking along cliffs in the area and to keep dogs on leads. And the latest additions to a wild animal park in Kent have been settling into their new home. At kentonline.co.uk, you can see video of the pair who've moved from a park in Berlin to Portland Reserve near Hythe. Oberian and Rena are the first bears to have ever been kept there. Richard Barnes is head of large carnivores there.
They're very, very nosy. She's into everything, but she's generally non-destructive, where it's a completely different story for him. He wants to break everything.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Cricket and Kent play their final group game in the T20 Blast tonight. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the Spitfires need a win to have any chance of making the quarter-finals. They're travelling to the Oval tonight to take on Surrey. Elsewhere, and the sports minister's told KMFM she's confident England can win the Football World Cup sooner rather than later. This weekend marks 50 years since the country won the tournament. Chatham and Elsford MP Tracy Crouch says although Euro 2016 was a disappointment, doing well at a major tournament is a possibility.
Certainly at the moment, we've got the players that could win a World Cup. You know, certainly I was very excited in the run-up to Euro 2016 of the depth and breadth of the squad that we have with some fantastic young players.
And three Russian athletes have been cleared to play at the Olympics by the International Table Tennis Federation. The sports governing body is happy the trio have passed test analysis outside the Russian anti-doping system.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.